time for
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
How long are you going to keep that a secret?
Secrets.
So what did you accidentally find out? Found a coworker's sister on an adult video website.
No.
Like you do.
Can you imagine being like, oh my God, dude, I just found your sister. You didn't watch it, did you?
No, but I found her 4 days ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right. If you find something like that, you have to watch
it. That was the joke.
Oh, that'd be creepy.
It is creepy.
Well, and you would not want to see that. Can you imagine finding Jesse? You're perusing the net and all of a sudden, there she is.
I mean, seriously, if you found April, oh my gosh, Dez's sister on there?
Oh, never.
No.
It's more likely to see Jesse. Come
my
on.
My sister is way too, like, no way.
She wouldn't be buttoned up. She'd be unbuttoned up.
Oh, right? What did you accidentally find out? Found out my brother wasn't my father's son when I was in my 20s. That's a shocker.
It's a lot of gifts you can't take back.
Wow.
Mom? What were you doing?
What?
Well, I think you know what I was doing.
You know. Don't make this awkward.
Accidentally found out my husband was having an emotional affair with women on social media. Super cool. My boss emailed me a steamy message, but it was meant for his mistress.
No.
That's gross. My mom saw a relative's husband with another woman looking at mattresses at IKEA. I didn't know they sold beds at IKEA.
Yep. Hmm. Wow. Looking at beds.
Oh, boy. That's awkward.
I would accidentally catch my old roommate in lies. Then they would still try and stick to the original story. Well, too late for that. In high school, I accidentally found out that my best friend was a lesbian by walking in on her and her girlfriend having unicorn in the locker room.
Gosh, everybody's high school experience is so much different than mine.
Yeah, well, you went to the Fighting Starfish school.
Not the whole time. I went to St. Agnes for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. There was no locker room.
Yeah.
Yes, there was at St. Agnes.
Talking about the starfish.
I accidentally found out my boyfriend's friend is in the, shall we say, risque scene.
Oh.
Found out what my brother's wife liked to do when she's alone at home when something fell out of the couch cushions.
No.
You put that in the couch cushions?
What is that?
Found out the girl in the mail room has been kissing the delivery boys. I accidentally found out about affairs with both of my exes. I found another woman's underwear in my laundry basket. Funny now, was not so funny then.
No, that sucks.
I accidentally found out that my friend was dating someone. Yeah, that's awkward. When all of a sudden they're out on a date. Oh, you didn't tell me. Oh, okay, well.
So this is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Super cool.
I found out my dad fathered a child during his time in the military, and I have a sister that I've never met. Her name is Grace.
That's all you know?
That's all you know.
Wow.
Oh, my favorite was when I caught a friend of mine who called in sick to work. Oh, she was so sick. So sick. Couldn't go to work. And then I just happened. I don't know why the universe put me here. I was at Mall of America, and I wanted to get a cup of coffee at Caribou. And I was on the first floor. I had just walked out of Macy's. Why wouldn't I just walk to that Caribou? But I didn't. I went up to the third floor Caribou, and I walked all the way down to that one.
Yeah, by the hotel?
Yep. Third floor. Oh, way up top.
Wow.
Went up to the third floor Caribou. Why? I don't know, but I did. And I walked up there, and what do you know? There she is. Cutting out of work, called in sick, and she's on her computer in the way back, and the look in her eyes was just amazing. Like deer in headlights. She goes, "What are you doing here?" I go, "What am I doing here? What are you doing here?" It was so great. She's like, "Why are you on the third floor?" I go, "Why are you on the third floor?" She's like, "So that no one would find me." And then I found her. It was just the best.
Oh, that it is the best when you find somebody, that moment where you're just like,
yeah,
you've been busted.
Oh gosh, she still brings this up. It's been like 2 years now, and she's like, "I cannot believe the one day I try to sneak out of work and call in sick, and then you of all people have to catch me."
But you're a good one to catch because you didn't tell.
I didn't.
No, I mean, you told the story without saying who it was,
without saying the name.
Have you ever been caught? Have you ever been busted calling in sick somewhere?
Mm-mm.
No, yeah, don't me either.
No, you have 100 stories about being caught calling in sick or not showing up or
Crisco
quitting.
Knows never to call in sick because we know he'd be lying.
We'd show up
I'm
at your
never
house.
Sick, really.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
I really am. I've always said that. I said that to a boss one time. I go, If I'm calling in sick, I'm faking, just so you know. And if I'm calling in sick, most of the time it's because I didn't want to be here. I literally called in sick on the old show that I used to work for.
Yeah.
I called in sick to another job that I had with them. And when I called in sick, the person goes, "Why do I hear you on the radio right now?" And I said, "Oh no, that's pre-recorded. That's the, we taped those like earlier in the week. The whole show's done. That's done." And totally, I'm like, "Whoops, I didn't think of that one."
You are a piece of work.
Yeah, that's it. Piece of work nobody wants to pay for.